Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go, let's look at the show.
7:42 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 49 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Of course, you're listening to us on FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports, AM 1340, that free WRHI app. You can download that app right now. Take us wherever you go, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Well, as we mentioned at the top of the show, we continue with our Toys for Happiness campaign now in its 37th year. We went to the Secret Santa warehouse yesterday on Wednesday. Your generosity, what you all have donated, is just impressive, and it shows so much love for our community. And we can't do it without so many of our community leaders, business leaders, nonprofits that roll up their sleeves and say, hey, we still want to be involved. How can plug us in wherever you are? And that is so true with the Palmetto Women's Center. We've got Michelle Talley and we've got Josiah Sullivan joining us this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Michelle, let's start with you. Let's talk a little bit about Toys for Happiness and why that is something as a nonprofit that you all said, hey, we are very busy throughout the year, but we still want to make time to be part of this initiative.
Right. Well, Christmas is such an important time and such a special time. I mean, after all, it did start with an unplanned pregnancy, right? Mm-hmm. And so as we get to be a part of the community and being able to offer resources to women and families, dads in our community, it's really important to partner with people that are celebrating and able to minister and be able to give to our community and give back. So we're so excited to be a part of what you guys are doing. And I know I've seen the warehouse before. Yeah. It is very very impressive. And it's so awesome because we are all serving the same families. And the more that we can do individually, and we can do a lot more corporately than we can do individually. So standing arm to arm and being with you guys in this endeavor is very, very important.
I know you're going to introduce Josiah in a minute and talk a little bit about his role. But before we do that, if you can kind of explain once again what the Palmetto Women's Center is all about, the mission, the end goal. Because I feel like it is constantly one you always have to describe, because people seem to already have in their mind what it is and they block it out. So if everyone could just have an open mind, just listen to it, and yeah, we'll just go from there.
Yeah. Well, women that have unplanned pregnancies or that are excited about a pregnancy come into the center. We're able to offer free resources, and those are the ultrasound, a free ultrasound, pregnancy test, then resources. So we have something called a Bright Course, and they can take classes, and that sounds kind of boring, but it really isn't. It's something that they can do on their phone. It takes 10, 15 minutes, and it's things like how to set up a budget, how to put together a resume, how to interview, how to potty train, how to pack your bag to go to the hospital, what happens when your water breaks. And so they can do those on their phone. They do a little bit of homework, and then they can either Zoom in with one of our client advocates that's just going to talk with them through that, like, what was something that you learned most, that, you know, hit you the most, or, you know, do you have any questions? And then pick a next class. And so that gives them the opportunity to earn points to get brand new products. So we have our own little mini warehouse, and it has brand new cribs and high chairs and strollers, and we have, you know, shoes and books and diapers and wipes and anything, boppies, diaper genies, anything that mom might need, even like robes and towel sets and bath lotions and things like that for the mom. So just being able to tangibly meet the needs. If a mom comes in and she's in an abusive situation, we're able to partner with, you know, Safe Passage to make sure that she is in a safe environment to be able to continue carrying that child or whatever. And then to be able to walk with that mom, she has opportunity at free diapers and wipes till the time that child's 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And if she makes a decision where she chooses not to carry that baby, we also have post-abortive care for women, because we do have women that have had abortions in their past, and they want to come in, and they have needs as well. And so that's something else that we can be able. And the dads, we have a new male program director on staff, and we have dads coming in averaging about two a day that we're able to awesome. Have conversations with the dads and get into programs where we can help him be a good dad. And so strengthening the family You know, like I said, we're arm to arm in this. How do we make a difference in our community? Mm-hmm. And we all have a role to play in that. Right. So that's ours.
And when we look at the role we all play, we look at the next generation. Absolutely. And that's what Josiah is part of. So Josiah, tell us a little bit about like what your role is within the Palmetto Women's Center.
Yeah, so it starts with a number of things, right? And we were just talking about this. It starts with at the lunch table. It starts at school. It starts in our classes. And more to talk about a little bit about the student panel, one of the things that we kind of hold as like a core concept is the idea that we want to be educated, we want to be equipped, and we want to be employed, right? Be active in the community. And that takes place in a lot of different things. We speak at conferences pretty often. We get to learn about public speaking skills. We get to have opportunities to interview like here today. And we have those kind of opportunities on a daily basis, right? Month to month basis, because it's more about just being active and having those conversations, right? And so as a student, for me, I get to have a unique opportunity to have those conversations with people of my own age, with people of my own generation that are looking at this topic and kind of a lot of times indifferent and also scared and not know where to go, right? Where does this topic lead? And so depolarizing it is a super important thing. Mm-hmm. We have opportunities to have those kind of conversations and make it more personal. And that's really, really an important part of that. And then obviously when we have those meetings, we have people like Dr. Comer and Judge Guyton, and we have those kind of influences that are, you know, speaking into us and instilling that knowledge and that experience that we don't have. And we can take that into the field work and into the day-to-day opportunities. And so we really value that. As students, I know I get to speak on behalf of them and say that it's a really unique opportunity and something that we don't take lightly, because it's a super, super important, universally important issue. So I get to be a part of that, and I'm super honored to be here.
We talk about how the Palmetto Women's Center walks alongside mm-hmm. with their clients. And I love how now you've established a student panel, because you can walk alongside your classmates maybe before they mm-hmm. even have to be a client at mm-hmm. the Palmetto Women's Center, and you're able to help them unpack kind of what's going on. Mm. So how does that look on an everyday basis to you, Josiah?
Yeah, so I mean, teen pregnancy is a huge issue. We see that. I see that in high schools today. It was actually interesting. I had a conversation with a young girl in my Spanish class 2 weeks ago, talking about, you know, the potential of her having a child, and she's 16. I mean, that's a crazy, crazy concept. I mean, I know there are listeners here today that are probably, you know, have children of their own that are 16, and the idea of them having a child is probably just insane, right? And so for me, I have an opportunity to say, hey, to come alongside them, to love on them and say, hey, here's an opportunity. We have resources available, right? And you don't have to go into the last resort, the worst resort, to solve this issue, right? There are other opportunities and other avenues that are so much better for her and for the child, obviously. And so we get to be a part of that. And I see that on a day-to-day basis. I see that at school. And I see that with my peers, even with my own family from time to time. You know, we have those kind of conversations. I know Thanksgiving came around, so those kind of conversations come pretty fluidly. And so it's an opportunity, really, to talk to people of my generation, because it's super important. And it can't be understated. I mean, in high schools all across America, we see teen pregnancy on the rise. And so, you know, for me personally, I get to have that opportunity, and I'm honored to be able to be a part of that.
Well, we applaud those on the student council, because we know, especially your generation, if you have an opinion and it's not the popular opinion, people want to shut you down and cancel you instead of just respecting your viewpoint. And so the fact that you have a very strong student panel that's strong in your beliefs and can educate, you know, not pointing a finger at people, educating. Somewhere we've gone from understanding other people's differences instead of just now we just finger point, shame, and put them off to the side, which is not how you move forward in life. So again, at your age, to be able to do what you do and say strong in your morals is to be respective. Real quick, as we're wrapping up, if folks want to be part of the student panel, what's the age group, and then what's the age range, and how do people get involved?
Okay, they can email at Palmetto Women's Center. They can email me, Michelle at Palmetto Women's Center, and that's Michelle with one L. We would love to have. We're actually recruiting again. We've graduated out some pretty strong seniors, but but also the age group is high school, so from 9th to 12th grade, high school. But then also we have a college and career group that professionals that also meet, and we have a new staff member actually that's helping kind of take the reins with that. So we're super excited about her being able to work with that. They'll be meeting at some restaurants and make it a social thing, but also to be able to do some of the things like Jump for Change. We had a couple of them out, you know, jumping rope at Jump for Change and raising money there. So that's very important.
It's keeping the conversation going and, of course, opening minds and opening doors and being patient to what everyone thinks, for sure.
And learning to ask good questions.
Yeah, that's very true. Michelle Talley, and we've got Josiah Sullivan, who's on the student panel, the youth panel there at the Palmetto Women's Center. As always, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Michelle.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.